Hello, my name is Greg Caton, and the purpose of this video is to provide you with the basic information you will need to make your own escharotic preparations. I strongly advise that prior to viewing this video, you read the book Metatopia at www.metatopia.org. I don't know how long the site will be allowed to stay up, so you will need to follow the instructions and download the files I have prepared on the download page. You can locate that at www.metatopia.org/dload.htm. If you do not read this online book, you will be cheating yourself out of the knowledge necessary to understand what is behind this product, its long history of effective use, and the reasons why Orthodox medicine fights so hard to suppress this and other effective medical technology. I can't make you read the book, but if you don't, this video will not be nearly as useful to you. From 1994 to the year 2003, I made many thousands of jars of a product called Cansema, and prior to that, an earlier version I created called HerbVale 8, with a partner I had at the time, a Mr. Richard Ross, who is now deceased. Our company was called Lennox Laboratories, and we operated out of Louisiana, Watersmeet, Michigan, Florida, and the Bahamas. We sold our Cansema in small containers, such as this one. The escharotic I made literally cured thousands of people and animals of a wide variety of cancerous conditions, the majority of them skin cancer, because this was the area of work we were best known for. But in the last 6 years of our work, we saw an impressive growing list of cancer cures from a wide variety of internal cases as well. You can read about them at www.altcancer.com/cansema.htm. Some of you may be wondering why I am just now putting out a video that is so specific. Making Cansema was, after all, my livelihood for a number of years. There are two reasons. First, following the FDA raid in September 2003 that closed our business down, our United States distributor, a company called Rising Sun in Montana, continued to sell product under the Cansema label. They put out the product with their own label using our trade name, and they copied all the information off the label and our website. As you can see, it's in a different jar, and although you can't see it up close, you can see this on the altcancer.com site. We have a page that talks about it. The copyright infringement is obvious, but that's a minor problem. The real problem is that the label is identical to Cansema's, and the content of this product is not even remotely close to Cansema. This product does not contain zinc chloride. It's on the label, but it is not in the product. This product does not contain chaparral. It's on the label, but it's not in the product. This product says it has galangal root in it. It's on the label, but it's not in the product. Zinc chloride and chaparral, in particular, have very strong organoleptic profiles. If there is any appreciable amount, you can detect it by taste, even without going to the trouble of running HPLC or other chemical analysis. In fact, I'm going to try some right now. It doesn't have the same consistency at all, but the point is, this product is nothing more than rancid corn oil, what appears to be a small amount of flour, and two completely extraneous herbs, probably non-medicinal. While I was in jail awaiting FDA charges, many consumers called our offices complaining about this product. Since Toby sold but did not support it, they would buy the product from Toby but call us for technical support. The complaint was usually simple and to the point. The product did not work. As a result of this fraud, there are now people who wonder if escharotic preparations are not a big, cruel hoax. When Sue Gilliatt was deposed in July 2004, and asked about Cansema, she said she believed that the hundreds of testimonials on our website concerning Cansema were fictitious, essentially that for years I had been perpetrating a fraud. As if this isn't bad enough, when I tried to discuss this matter with FDA officials last April while awaiting their latest charges, they indicated that they weren't too terribly concerned with Mr. Toby McAdams, what he was doing, and now that over 12 months have passed and Toby McAdams is bragging that he is distributing this product with the approval of the FDA, I can only conclude that this disinformation is deliberate, intended to ruin my reputation, Cansema's reputation, and the reputation of a noble and effective system for curing cancer that has been the target of suppression by the Orthodox medical community since at least 1858. I cannot allow such unscrupulous government-coordinated fraud to go unanswered. So after a lot of prayer and careful consideration, I have decided to tell the world how escharotics are made. To the best of my knowledge, this is the first time that anyone has provided a video to show how simple it is to make effective escharotics that cure cancer. The cure rate is well over 99% for squamous, basal, and melanoma cancers of the dermal and epidermal areas of the body when the product is made correctly and properly applied. My second reason for putting out this video is that I feel that 146 years of defrauding the public into thinking that many cancers are not as easy to cure as athlete's feet is long enough. All this medical fraud and corruption has got to come to an end, and that's why I'm making this video. That's why I authored Metatopia.org. Now, there are a series of U.S. patents, and I talk about this on the Metatopia.org site and in the book, that go back to 1878. Not just anyone can read these patents and tell how the product is made. So that's why I've learned enough to know that only the dissemination of the true knowledge untainted by the disinformation activities of orthodox medical authorities and their community and the FDA is going to allow people to know the truth with experimentation and by networking with other citizens who will now know how to create this product. You will learn for yourself just how scandalous this deception is. Okay, I believe we're ready to begin.